Everyone, it's just coming up to about 4 o'clock here in the UK. It's the 25th of September, I think. And this audio boo today, it's going to be about exercise or lack thereof in my case. So I'm planning to go to the gym and catch the 5:11 bus here from the village to the actual leisure centre. So I'm planning to do about 45 minutes exercise. I prefer the cross trainer, I think, and the exercise bike and rowing machine to anything else. The treadmill isn't really my thing. I've tried it a couple of times with other people, and I don't enjoy it. And I think if you're gonna do exercise and you're gonna work out and it's for a purpose, it's to tone up, it's to look good, it's to lose weight, or whatever you want to do it for, then I think you've got to enjoy what you're doing. Otherwise, it's going to be such a chore to go. Exercise, in my case, is always a chore, no matter whether I enjoy it or not. But I think if I decided, you know, perhaps the treadmill was kind of the way to go. No, I don't think it would be the way to go. Actually, it's not enjoyable. It's running, and it's not enjoyable at all. Now, Zumba classes, I have never tried them myself. Being visually impaired, it's quite a fast-paced exercise, which unfortunately isn't particularly, I wouldn't say accessible. If the moves were learnt, then it wouldn't be so bad, but because it's so fast-paced, I think it'd be very hard to keep up with. But that kind of exercise seems like a really great way of keeping fit, really fun way of keeping fit. But even swimming I can't stand, because I like to be quite a sociable person, and I can't do that in swimming, really. I can't do that. I can't plod along and talk at the same time. So it's not a particularly great exercise for me to do. I think the point of this audio boo today is just really to have a rant about exercise, and how even though I'm ranting about it, I'm going to go. I'm getting my bum into gear. You just heard that. I'm sitting down on the bed, putting my trainer socks on in preparation to go to the gym. And then I'll get my lovely guide dog Tara ready, all harnessed up in her gear. Got the gym stuff on already. And fortunately, it's not raining out there. It's quite sunny at the moment. It's fairly reasonable weather. It's quite nice, so it shouldn't be a bad day to go. So if anybody's got any tips on any exercises that they've found as a visually impaired person to be, you know, accessible, I like yoga. I do like yoga. That's a really relaxing, calm, and again, accessible. But because of the nature of yoga, you can sort of be shown the positions on the spot. Whereas exercises like Zumba, because of the nature of them and because of how fast-paced they are, it's not necessarily always feasible to do that. But yoga's good. I haven't tried Pilates. That's kind of on my list of things to do at some point. I'm just trying to think of anything else I thought that I'd really like to try. I don't think there is, to be honest, because as a general rule, I'm not particularly too interested in exercise. It's just because I'd quite like to tone up and perhaps lose a bit of weight in the process that I'm kind of going on this whole exercise slog. I've done a fairly long-winded boo today, I know. It could have been shortened quite a lot, probably. But unfortunately, you can't edit audio boos. If you could, then half of what I've just said would probably be out. So yeah, anyway, the point of that was, if anybody has got any exercises they would recommend for being quite accessible and quite enjoyable, then I really like to hear about it, because I'm always interested in finding new ways of keeping fit.